Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're not talking about small business today. This is Memorial Day in the United States of America, and we're talking about things associated with people who paid the ultimate price, people who gave, as Lincoln said in the Gettysburg Address, the last full measure of their lives that they poured out for you and me on behalf of us, even though they didn't know us, even though they didn't know the people who even were living in those days that they died for. They died for an ideal. They put themselves in harm's way. They stood a post, and they stood there until as long as they could their lives allowed them, and paid the ultimate price for an ideal. And the ideal is what we have in America today. The concept, the liberty that we have in America today, and that comes with us, as I mentioned earlier, that emanates from our Constitution. The freedom from God and the liberty that we is a contract that we give ourselves that emanates from our Constitution. And one of those constitutional rights is and things that were mentioned very much and valued very much by the framers is an idea of a free press, a free and impartial press. And so we asked recently in our poll you, our online poll that so many of you could participate in, we asked you this question: is the mainstream media biased? And if so, how does it impact how they report the news? Here's what you said. We asked the media, we said one of the options was the media are biased and reporting the media are not biased and reporting is fair across the industry. 8% said that. The media are biased towards Democrats enough to influence their reporting. 83% chose that. The media are biased toward Republicans enough to influence their reporting. 6% believe that. And the media seems to have a Democrat bias, but does not impact report. But it does not impact reporting. 3% said that. So 83% believe the media. Well, 89% believe the media are biased. 83% believe they're biased towards Democrats. You know, for many years, surveys of members of the media have revealed that the vast majority of them consider themselves liberals and therefore likely Democrats. Over the past 30 or 40 years, these statistics, as our own polling seems to indicate, have increasingly manifested as biased reporting. As you may have, and you don't have to take my word or 83% of my audience's word for it. There have been a number of cases of high-level bias so flagrant that sometimes jobs were lost and careers were ended once the violation was exposed. In other cases, jobs that should have been lost weren't. Remember when CNN's Candy Crowley decided that she'd become part of Team Obama in the 2012 debate, and she moderated against Romney, basically going against Romney in a question he made, correcting him in favor of Obama. Why didn't Candy Crowley wind up doing the ag report in Duluth after that? But she didn't, did she? And I'm gonna tell you something, folks. I would be saying the same thing if there was a reason to believe that 83% of us had reason to believe that reporting was biased in favor of Republicans. I'd be saying the same thing. More recently, the bias has been evident in the media's failure to report on certain issues because it would have been negative toward one of their ideological causes or individuals, like very little reporting on four dead Americans in Benghazi, while during the same period doing hundreds of reports on Governor Christie's Bridgegate incident, which inconvenienced commuters. More than a few observers have gone so far as to call the mainstream media corrupt. If this is true, and I wish I could argue with these people, America is the weaker for it. When you consider the state-controlled media in Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, it's easy to see that an impartial media is essential to liberty and democracy. An impartial media, ladies and gentlemen, is essential to America. Regardless of how your politics lie, as an American, if you really value the important role that an impartial media plays in the sustainability of a democracy, you should not be happy if you see media favoring Republicans. If you see media favoring Democrats, they should, even if they voted one way or the other, in their work they should be reporting in an honest and straightforward way. They should be reporting the news. I don't think that's naive or romantic of me to think that that's what I should expect as a citizen. And to think that on this Memorial Day, lives could be lost in the future as a result of corrupt reporting really upsets me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back after these messages. It's Memorial Day in America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.